Hello, so I hope everybody is doing really well. I thought it was a, probably a good opportunity to do like a debrief podcast and probably a little bit is probably for me to, talk things through, which I kind of like to do. Like I think it kind of helps me process, I don't know whether it's like how the race went or how I'm feeling about it. But basically this podcast will just go through Lisbon half marathon, or as one of my friends joked on Strava, Lisbon 10 mile. I didn't do it yesterday. Yesterday was race day. Today's kind of like the day after the race, because I just kind of thought it was important to let some time pass, which just gives you a chance to kind of like digest, I suppose, like how you're feeling about it, that sort of thing. Like I think that's fairly straightforward. But if we dive into it, I was kind of really frustrated and probably like I think I said on Instagram, like a bit sad yesterday. And that's like, it's kind of strange that that's kind of like the way we behave if like something kind of hasn't gone the way we wanted it to. I kind of made this comment that like yesterday was this like, it's not like it was a special day, but like when you've worked at something, like gonna sound silly, but I've worked at this like YouTube stuff and social media stuff for the best part of like over a year now, like and worked really hard, and so to see the growth in one part of your life, pay off, and hard work in one part of your life pay off, it's like it felt like it should have been this like day of celebration. But then you've got like other areas of life, which in this instance was running and a race. And yeah, I guess it's just frustrating then kind of when that part doesn't really go as well as you'd probably have liked or to plan. What's going to be quite interesting, I suppose you could say, is like when I actually digest, did the race go the way it was kind of probably like supposed to go? Well, then it the really interesting thing about it is that like I actually, okay, I didn't finish, right? So that kind of looks awful on paper. And the reason I didn't finish is because my hamstrings and glutes were just really starting to like cramp up pretty hard. And the danger you have when you're doing a half marathon in the build up to, a full marathon is that like it's going to serve a purpose, but I personally just believe that at mile 10, it had kind of like served that purpose for me, which I'll kind of get to. But like the problem for me is that like for me to be like stubborn or like not stubborn, but like call it, I don't know, I'm going to sound again ridiculous, but like, brave or like, a monster and beast it out and finish it off. I've done that so many times, and like I kind of do it, and I kind of like think to myself, like finish it out for all the masses on the course that are, also kind of maybe struggling in the heat and things like this. And it's like, but at the same time, the cost of that is that I move into next week's training simply not in as good a sort of position as I, might have been capable of doing. Sorry, if like basically I'd went off too hard, and so because I'd went off too hard, especially with the weather, the cramping and the soreness is because I'm just pushing beyond the place where my body's capable of doing that day. So I'm getting these cramps and this soreness and this like psychological warfare because I'm just basically in over my head, is what you could sort of say. So I made the decision, to stop, mainly to prioritize if having finished the race, I decided, okay, let's turn the focus to, London. And the reason I say if is because that's a decision that like I have to make. And like we'll kind of get to that. But like that is still every day you make that decision, is this still what I want? Is this still what I want to do? And for me, it's not like, is this what you want to do? It's like, are you willing and able to do it to the level of effort that it will require to, it takes a certain amount of work and effort and commitment, you could say, to when the gun goes, to be able to, set off at 208 or 209 marathon pace. It's not like it's this, like, I don't get to sit here and make this free choice, like, oh yeah, of course I still want to do it like that, like, no problem. Like, I don't want to sound spoiled in that regard, but it's just like, trust me when I say it's not that easy to put in the sort of work that requires. So that's why, like, it's this kind of daily or weekly, like, are you sure this is what you want? Because the sort of, like, the cost or the effort side of things is great, and then the cost if you don't put in the work but still try to achieve it, well, then it's greater, you could say. And that's probably a little bit of what happened there at Lisbon. Like, I'm annoyed because, to tell you the truth, when I looked back at training, the 10 mile that I did run at like 4:50 pace actually, like, outperforms training, which is kind of, like, annoying. Like, if it was a 10 mile race and I, ran 48:40 for 10 mile, and I look at my training, I'd actually be like, yeah, you should be really quite happy with that. And the reason I say that is because when I did look back at the training, I looked at, like, the last 8 to 10 weeks, and I looked at, because it's a half marathon, it's 13 miles, etc. I kind of looked at, in training, I made sure that basically I could only include reps that were over 1 mile. In other words, I was looking back at the training to see, had I done the work to sort of, like, basically, can I be angry? Like, can I be angry, or can I put this down to, like it was a foolish decision to try to run, like, maybe that quick? And so, how I sort of, my way of analyzing that was to look back at the training and sort of be like, if an athlete sent me this training, what would I tell them that they could probably run? What would I be advising them in terms of, like, maybe this is what you're capable of, maybe this is what you should aim for? And when I sort of looked at it, and I looked at how many miles I had ran under 4:50 per mile, because that's the sort of pace that I set off at. And when I said, on YouTube that maybe I'd like to break 63 minutes, well, when you look at what it takes to break 63, it's sub 4:50 per mile, or sub 3 minute Ks. So I was looking back at the training, and the reason I was only including reps beneath 4:50 pace is because, like, that's race pace. But, oh, sorry, what I meant by that was, why I only included reps that were 1 mile or above is because it's a half marathon. So I did do K reps, things like this, but I didn't really think I could count that because, it's a K, and that simply does not simulate. You'd have to do a lot of Ks with very, very, very short rest for it to, get close to simulating how you feel in that half marathon. And I'm sure, as a listener, you'll understand that when that gun goes, and you're 4 mile in or you're 5 mile in, I don't ever get that feeling doing Ks, right? Because they're just too short. So when I looked at it, I had done 12 mile in the last 8 weeks, which now makes me look at it and be like, that was then really foolish to think that you could run, sub 63 when you had only done 12 miles in 8 weeks, or maybe even 10, because, like, prior to those 8 weeks, there was, like, I was less fit, so I was running even slower. And so I feeled before the gun even went, because there's now two things linked to that. I had probably done about 30 miles between 4:50 and 4:57, for example, right? Maybe even like 40. I had done, like, a couple of 5 mile tempos, a couple of 4 mile tempos, the 4x4K, the 4x5K session. I had just done a lot more volume in some longer, more like the sessions that I thought would help the half marathon was like the 4x4K or the 4x5K. But after the race, when I had a look at those, I was kind of looking at it like, Stephen, you kind of average like 4:55 pace that day in the sort of 4x4K. And then the 4x5K, because a bit of wind and Bushy Park and stuff, I think we actually only averaged like 4:57. And so it's very, put it this way, I would, if someone sent me that training, I'm not going to turn around and say, wow, I think you're ready to run 4:45 pace for 13 miles or 13.1 miles. And if they were like offended by that, I'd be like, are you crazy? Like, you've literally done a couple of random, 2 mile reps or 1 mile reps in the final 10 days at that pace. And literally in the final 10 days is where I got 7 of those 12. So like, realistically looking at it, I, for 10 miles, I probably outperformed the training, because I did 1 3-mile tempo at 4:40 pace in the final 5 days before the race. So that was like on Tuesday. And so actually to run 10 miles at 4:50 pace, having set off at 4:40 pace, knowing that the longest effort I had done in the previous 8 to 10 weeks was 5 days before the race, which was 3 miles at 4:40 pace, it's kind of like, fuck, like kind of well done, you know? Like for that effort, for to have gone literally when I got to mile three, it was kind of unknown territory. And you've done 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? And so as far as a hard effort goes, it was a fucking good hard effort. It's just why I'd be frustrated and angry is because I spent about £1,000 to come to Lisbon to race a half marathon, not a 10-mile race. And I just, it's kind of like, it kind of like, I'm going to sound like, no, this is not spoiled. It just kind of sucks to be like the like elite professional is what you could say, because like with that comes just my own expectations, other people's expectations. When you enter a race like Lisbon Half, even though like, let me give a bit of context here. But when I said I've done 30 to 40 miles, for example, between 4:50 to 5 minute pace, right? Well, that's where marathon effort needs to kind of be. So that was intentional for London, right? So if I was sitting here doing this podcast and this half marathon went really well, and I said I've done 30 to 40 miles between 4:40 to 4:50, but then maybe I've only done 10, for example, between 4:50 and 5. Well, then from a training perspective, I'd have got it wrong, because I'd have put more emphasis on the half marathon and less emphasis on the marathon, which means in, 4 or 5 weeks' time, you're probably gonna struggle in the marathon, which was the, that was the big one. That was the big goal. So why it kind of sucks is like you come to like Lisbon, you're probably underprepared for a half marathon in general. So because you're underprepared for a half marathon in general, your call it half marathon predicted performance is going to be off what it would normally be. And so I'm thinking like, if I've run 61 before, well then I don't really want to aim for much slower than maybe 63. So that's kind of like, that becomes the goal. But then it's kind of like, yeah, but that's probably a good goal when it's not 18 to 20 degrees Celsius and 80 to 90% humidity. And so we were talking at breakfast this morning, like, a couple of the other athletes that sort of competed, and everyone's pretty beat up, everyone's pretty pissed off that it was so hot, and that the race still started at like 10:05, given, the projected temperatures and things like this. Like, that's definitely got to change. But most people were sort of agreeing that it was probably about 80 to 90 seconds slow for the, the elite front end. And then that's across the board. And then if I hate to bang on about it, but I weigh 71 kilos and the guys I'm racing against weigh 50 to 55. So it potentially hinders me or hurts me a bit more than it hurts them, because that's how weird it is. The more you weigh, the more your body has to, cool itself down. And so then suddenly 63 becomes maybe 64:30 to 65. And probably then if you didn't set off at 61 minute pace, 4:40 for the first mile, well then, it's probably a very different outcome. And but the reason I said it sucks to be like the elite professional is that like it's easy to do the maths, right? It's easy in hindsight to be like, okay, so your training maybe suggested closer to, 63, 30 to 64, based on what you've done. And then, it's going to be hot, so maybe you need to set off at 65, 30 pace. And then you're like, all right, yeah, sure, I'll set off at 65, 30 pace, even though in 5 weeks I want to run quicker, for a marathon through halfway. But it doesn't, the interesting thing is it doesn't fucking matter what you want to do in 4 or 5 weeks' time. It does not fucking matter. Let me tell you that right now. It's fucking irrelevant. Never, ever, ever, ever think that way. You think about the right now, today. What can I do today? It doesn't matter what you can do in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, 4 weeks' time. Let me tell you right now, I can go run 63 now next weekend. Because I've just done what I've done, because I've done this hard effort, because I've taken training where I'd only done 2 or 3 mile at this sort of pace. Well, now I've done 10. So guess what happens? Your confidence at that pace and your confidence in that ability and your physiology has moved forward. And so what happens is, as long as you give yourself the recovery time and you let things calm down, well, then yeah, literally in a week's time, with the same conditions, literally hot, humid, all those things, it's very likely I'd get the next 3 mile done, right? So then you've ran 63 something for a half marathon in hot and humid conditions. And so it doesn't, that's why I'm saying it doesn't matter that perhaps right now you can't even run a half marathon at the speed that, maybe you plan to race the marathon, because there's context. And the context is, hopefully that's why you were at the half marathon, to get something or to learn something. Hopefully your bloody marathon isn't going to be 18 to 20 Celsius and humid. It might be. I fucking truly hope not. Excuse my swearing. I really do. But that's where it's at. I looked at the training. It probably said that, the likes of the, like I said, the 4x4K, 4x5K, I had done an 8 mile tempo, but it was only 5:06 pace. 5:06 pace is like 67, right? And so I kind of made a bit of a mistake to be like, oh yeah, I think I can break 63. What I should have said is, I'd love to break 63. But then what I should have done is took a good look at the training, instead of just thinking, yeah, that 4x4K was great, that 4x5K was great, I needed to go in and look at it. I didn't do that. So because I didn't go look at it, had I looked at it and looked at it properly, and not through, like, what do they say, like rose-petal glasses. I was looking at it all through rose-petal glasses. Had I looked at it properly, I'd have probably been like, we probably shouldn't be on a feckin' flight to Lisbon. We probably shouldn't be, sinking £1,000 into a, weekend in Lisbon. And I'll tell you this right now, I looked at the weather Wednesday, Thursday. I did almost a YouTube video the day before the race, moaning about the temperature. I've moaned about the temperature all week. And the people close to me or around me have been like, are you still going to go? And when you've sunk £1,000 into it already, and you don't really get anything refunded, well then, yeah, I'm definitely still going. But it didn't, you can't always just pull the plug. But actually sometimes, if there was another option, I think there was another half marathon in Bath, and I have to say I looked up the weather for it, and I seen, I think, 25 to 30 kilometer an hour winds, and I just thought, I don't know what would be worse, the heat or the wind. And it became a tough old choice. But look, these things happen. These are good podcasts, because I before, in future, when you're debriefing and you're looking at maybe how a race went, and you're trying to muster, did I fuck it up? Did I run bad? When you're trying to go through that process, you must take into account, what were you prepared to do? And I'm going to call it a new thing. This is going to be ambition and preparation. So it does your ambition, is it backed up with good preparation? Because we all have like ambitions. We all want to achieve certain things. We'd all love to run certain times and feel a certain way. But it's kind of like, yeah, but Have you put in the preparation to, match that, ambition? And if I'm being really honest, like I couldn't really do any more. Like I could, this is gonna, like I've been doing this a fucking long time. I think I'm on like year 20. Like both my parents are like, what are you doing? Like, just leave it alone. I think they just love to see me not banging my head against the wall when kind of it doesn't go a certain way. And I think they probably feel like I deserve that, after all this time and years of this hard work and years of trying to do this and figure it out and that sort of thing. But so the way I train, and you're looking at like 90 to 95 miles a week. I've been quite open about doing quite a lot of this thresholdy type stuff, and then I've thrown in some hills and I've thrown in like some, specific hard sessions. The problem is that just because the weather in the UK at the minute, and sometimes doing those specific sessions by yourself, then it's difficult to run that 440 to 450 pace that I probably needed if I was then going to run sub 63. But the reason I probably wasn't running 450 or 440 to 450 pace, I don't think it was due to not working hard. I think it was due to A, weather, but B, the fitness just not being there. So that's what I mean by this. Like, I worked at the level that you should work at for a half marathon. I did the training, but it just didn't bring the fitness to a place that I was then capable of achieving what it is I sort of wanted to achieve, if that makes sense. And so looking at it, like the two times that I've ran like faster, first of all, they were like perfect weather conditions. And the other side of that is I did an altitude camp before, both those races, like Houston half marathon, a couple of years ago now. I think I ran 63:18, but I had dropped in from Flagstaff. It was perfect weather conditions on the perfect course. And I was really happy with that result. That felt like a brilliant result at the time. But I guess besides that and Larne half marathon, I haven't exactly like been the guy that like nails half marathons all the time, which is something that I do want to get better at. And like now that I look at it, it's kind of like, okay, well, potentially if it wasn't hot and it wasn't humid, the training that I've just done, I was probably around the 64-minute mark. So probably on a good day without the hot, the heat and the humidity, and instead of setting off at 61:00 pace, 440 or whatever, I set off at 64 pace, I'd probably have achieved it. I think there was a half marathon in Ghent like a week ago. And yeah, it's very likely if I went to Ghent and it was 10 to 12 Celsius and I set off at 63:30 to 64 pace, well then yeah, I'd probably achieve that. And so then you'd probably look at it as, well, okay, and then if you put in another 6 or 8 weeks of training, of this type of training, and you've seen the progression in this type of training. So it's kind of like, okay, well, if things look, so for at the minute, for example, when I do the like threshold 1K reps, they're coming in at like 254, 255, right? And so there were like 305, 304, 305 in January. And so it's like all of a sudden, if you can get those down, let's say to, 252, 251, I don't know, well, you've gained 3 to 4 seconds a K. And then if you start translating that into like marathon or sorry, half marathon or marathon, well, then there's probably going to be a conversion. And then probably when you do the 4x4K or the 4x5K, well, guess what? You're probably going to be able to run that in that 440 to 450 per mile pace because things have moved forward. But sometimes you can't rush or force that process of things to move forward. You can't, like, what else can you do? You can show up, you can do the training, you can come home, you can do all the recovery stuff, you can sleep well, you can eat well. You can do your gym stuff, and I have to hold my hand up here and say I've been really lazy with the gym stuff. And so that cramping that I'm talking about, like hamstrings, glutes, A, my body's still a mess from Dublin, which is sounds crazy given that we're in like March, but I can still feel glutes and hamstrings pain from like the soreness that I developed after Dublin. Like if you literally watch my like sprint finish, like I have nothing. I have no energy, and I'm fighting to that finish line to get on the podium, and I'm still feeling pain in the hamstrings and the glutes from that. So the cramping that was coming along was all hamstring and glutes, which flared up pretty much ever since Dublin. But guess what I need to bloody do? Get in the gym and get them stronger, re-strengthen them again. They're just beaten down, really beaten down. So you take care of the training, you do those little things, you prioritize your sleep, prioritize your recovery, you focus on the little things, you get your gym done, you get your rehab done. And like if the training doesn't shape up the way you'd like it to, if you do your 4 times 2 mile at half marathon effort and the pace isn't, what you'd really like to achieve on race day, well, then you probably have to reset your goals, right? And you probably, like, if you look back at your training and you want to run 90 minutes for a half marathon, or you want to run 80 minutes for a half marathon, or 70 minutes for a half marathon, well, I hope you've done 1 mile reps, 2 mile reps, maybe even 3 mile reps at that sort of pace that you then want to go and run, a really good half at. And when I look at, when I did run 60.108, I did a lot more than 12 mile in the 8 weeks leading in. First of all, I'd raced a 10K, right around that pace, like 4:35 to 4:40 pace, and then I had done 6 by a mile. I had done 3 mile, 2 mile, 3 by a mile. I had done 4 times 2 mile. I had done 8 mile in one go, pretty much as hard as I could, and so work had been put in to develop the ability to then on race day to be able to, hold it together and push for, that length of time. So obviously in 2020, when you've done an 8 mile tempo almost basically at race effort, and certainly like towards the end getting down to race effort and race pace, you're just much better prepared. What do I do from here? I'm not going to give up on this style of training. What I've done in the past, which sometimes kind of pisses me off, is I've kind of like been doing something that, look, it's working. It might not be working at the rate that I want it to. It might not be moving in a faster direction, as quickly as I'd want it to. But I couldn't have done, a month ago, I couldn't have done 10 mile at 4:50, right? I couldn't have. So in a month, it has changed. In January, I was struggling doing Ks at 3:05, 3:04, never mind doing 16 in one go, at 3 minutes. So it is working, but I think what needs to change is I need to race more so that these races aren't becoming such a big, pass or fail. And then also, I think because I train mostly by myself and because I kind of like self-coach, then racing becomes really important. Like, how different would yesterday have been if I had done, a couple of little 10K races at, like, honestly, like even like 29:30, 29:40. And I'm going to come back to the part of the story where I said it kind of sucks to be like the elite professional. Because if I went to, I entered Valencia 10K, I wanted to do Valencia 10K, but running 29:40 at Valencia 10K, I might have been 50th place. And so it's frustrating when you're trying to enter these races just to serve a purpose, just to move to move things forward a little bit. It's basically a really hard training run. That's all it is. It's about moving things forward. It serves a purpose, but you're not there to display this, this one's going to be amazing. This is the big one. You're there so that when you get it done and you go home, you dust yourself off, the big one will come because you've done these little mini ones in the build up. So maybe I would have done Valencia 10K. Maybe I would have done, like I think there was Seville half marathon. Maybe I'd have ran 65, 66 there. And yes, it's not your 61. And yes, it's not your 28:20 or whatever. It's 29:40, it's 66 minutes. But it just means when you go to races like Lisbon, it's not your first race in a while. You're not using one of the sort of bigger stages, you could say, one of the bigger, like, places to race, or more elite races or faster races that you kind of want to go really well or certainly better as your first one. And so, like, imagine coming to fucking Lisbon, spending £1,000, and that being your, like, let's fucking be honest here, it being your fucking rust buster. Oh, it kind of frustrates me because it's like you didn't give yourself a chance. You didn't give your psychology a chance. You didn't give your body physically a chance. Never mind the not bloody doing the gym. So my legs were likely always going to fall apart at that sort of, pace, because we've talked about that. If you don't have the chassis on the vehicle, but you have the engine, well, the car falls apart. So if you're not on top of the gym stuff, well, then yeah, you'll probably fall apart physically before you do aerobically. And then when you look at the aerobic stuff, if you're trying to achieve, so let's rewind 48 hours, and you're doing your pre-race plan, and you look at the training, and the training says 450 ambitious, because you haven't really done much work at that. 455, yeah, you've done quite a lot of work at that, so I can definitely see it. And maybe on a good day, with good weather, and you've tapered, maybe you're down at 450, but it's not really good weather. You have tapered, but it's hot and it's humid, so you probably settle for 455. But then you have to go, yeah, 455, but I haven't raced in a while, so this is kind of like a rust buster. So does 455 still make sense? And do you get where I'm going with that? These are all things that you must consider. Had you done a 10K in the build up, well, then yeah, you could tick that box. And that's why you do it. Because then all of a sudden, when you're doing your pre-race plan, it's like, all right, well, I think on a really good day, because of the taper, the 455s in training are probably like 450. Nice, 450. Yeah, but it is a bit hot and humid, so we'll go back to 455. And then when it comes to the, have you raced in the last, let's say, 6 weeks or 7 weeks, so that you're kind of used to that hard effort? And if the answer is no, well, then it's difficult to assume that the psychology will just be able on race day to be able to like bust out this amazingly hard effort. That takes work. That takes practice. And so once you do these races and you do them a bit more often, the next time you go race, you're probably a similar fitness. The fitness has maybe improved a bit because of the sort of race stimulus or the race effort, but actually what changes is what's known as like capacity, which is your capacity to work, your capacity to push harder. Humans are great at, some humans, and I say, I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but some people can literally come back a day later, having worked really hard and showed themselves they can do it, they can come back a day later and be better. Because now they know. They're like, oh, I've seen it. I can do this. I showed myself yesterday. And so it's just part of it. It's a fundamental part of the sport, the ability to work. And so I'm not going to fucking leave Lisbon thinking I didn't do well. I did a shitty job of planning. I did a shitty job of not racing enough in the sort of last couple of weeks. The big focus was London. But as far as I'm concerned, I ran 7 miles further than I have done in the last 10 weeks at a given speed. Can I run fucking 208 right now? I don't think so. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't think so. At the end of the day, like that's literally, I think, 454 or something per mile. It's fast, it's really fast. But at least I've done 10 mile quicker than 208 pace. So like I've got 10 mile in me. And you'd hope, if it wasn't hot and fucking humid, maybe I've got a bit further in me. And now that I've done this and I've learned from it, well then yeah, we keep chipping away, keep doing what we can do, and we try, by all accounts, we get Jim back in there, and we try over these next lot of weeks to find more miles at race pace. But thanks so much.